Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some trends we're seeing in our U.S. dairy industry and how they might impact the decision on our individual dairy farms. Many of our states have seen decreases in the number of dairy herds, and Kansas is no stranger to that. However, when we look at the total number of cows in the state, that continues to grow. As we look at milk production per cow, that's an area where Kansas also has seen some increases over the last 10 to 15 years. So how does this all relate to your dairy farm here in Kansas? Well, I think it's important that you keep track of the trends in the industry. As we see that more farms are shipping more milk off their farm, whether that be through an increase in the number of cows and or an increase in milk production per cow, it is an increase in the revenue that they're taking in. So if we're not going to expand our herd, or if we're not going to seek ways to increase milk production per cow, the other thing we would have to focus on is trying to cut expenses. So you might look at other things that you might be able to export from your farm other than milk if you're not going to be changing the number of cows or trying to increase milk production on your farm. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a look at their own herds and the trends that they're seeing there compared to the industry, and see if there are some things that you can learn from those trends and how you need to operate your own farm.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.